College basketball is big business when March Madness starts, but one city planning on hosting first and second round games in next spring's big dance is going to have to miss out. Today, the NCAA Board of Governors decided to pull those games and other championship games from North Carolina over that state's controversial law dealing with transgender access to bathroom facilities. Here's our resident college basketball guru, Cleon Wall, is here with me live now. So what does this mean for the city of Greensboro?
Well, let me give you an example. Wallet Hub did a study last year for the NCAA tournament, just different little numbers that they threw out. For the city of Dayton, now Dayton holds the first four. That means only four games over 2 days. Since 2001 up to 2014, so that's 13 years, they made $66 million of money. That's about $5 million a year. Now, that may not sound like a big deal, but only four games, as I said, played over two different nights. You know, when you get to the first round, it's actually four games in one day. Two more games 2 days later, and you have more teams coming in and more fan bases coming into these towns. So that means quite a few fans spending money in Greensboro. Greensboro, North Carolina is where the first round of the NCAA tournament will be played this year in North Carolina. That means a lot of people coming into restaurants, hotels, bars, spending a lot of money there. In Oklahoma City, they hosted the first round last year. In direct spending, they estimated that they would make about $1.8 and $2 million in direct spending just because of the NCAA tournament games, Jeff. And because of that, that means that a lot of the people are expecting that money, especially hotels, restaurants, as I talked about before. They're expecting people to come in and spend money. So the local businesses, this is going to be a big hit to them.
This is a ripple effect. It's not enough to make or break the town, but certainly enough to get their attention in North Carolina.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you don't ever want to lose money, especially when you go through this whole entire process of making a bid. Please come here. Greensboro has hosted the NCAA tournament before, so they've done it before. They know how to do it. They know how much money they're going to be making, especially the businesses in that area. They know that they're expecting that money. Now that all that
boom,
money is going to
go
away.
Their budgets go. Yeah. Wait a minute. Some of these games are supposed to be played in Salt Lake, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So again, think about it one more time. You've got a lot of hotels and restaurants who are downtown here. They know that those games are going to be played. I think it's the 17th and 19th of March. They're expecting that revenue, and they're probably planning on it and planning on having a lot of different employees there. And now they're going to have to tell their employees back in Greensboro, they're going to say, yeah, never mind. You don't have to work that weekend.